Psalm 19, just verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, what have I got for you? Two bits of paper, a little note from my daughter, Mummy, God bless you and your words. Sweet. Very sweet. Okay, I'm going to read the passage of scripture again, because I think the more we read these words, the more it, we hope. So, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in viewing God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service, worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, the good, pleasing, and perfect will. I mean, where do we start with something like that? Very simply, I will go through this. I'll have this little. So, just a few things I've written down. Let God change the way you think. How? Conversion is a continuous and lifelong process. Conversion proceeds layer by layer until the whole personality, intellect, feeling, and will have been recreated by God. Wow. Okay. I've got lots of little bits of paper here, faffing about. Right, so sacrifice. The act of giving up something valued for the sake of something more important or worthy. What do we give up that's of value for the sake of something more important or worthy? In this case, so we can be holy and pleasing to God. Ideas, please. I want to write them here. So what do we, as individuals, that's all right, Gracie, you can go through gladness. See you later. What do we give up that's of value for the sake of something more important or worthy? Ideas, please, or don't any of you? Oh, right. Do you want to write them for me? Ben, come on. Let me just remind you again. What do we give up that's of value for the sake of something more important? In this case, so we can be holy and pleasing to God. Right, Julia said something. Do you want to write time?
So joking. The sort of being one of the gang, you know, when there's gossiping going on and you think, I'm not going to be part of that, and you just keep away. And so then they don't quite consider you one of their gang, other people's gang, you know.
Right. Okay.
So friendships sometimes. Yeah.
Money. I once lost some, well, lost regular wages because I said I wouldn't do something that was dishonest, and to a family who are not Christians, so they probably didn't understand, but had to do it. Yeah, there's all types of giving, yeah, donating. Your time and your money. He's put money, yeah. Anybody else?
You give up tithe. Right, give up two tithe. Right. Johnny.
Self-promotion. Better say it so joking here. Is she still alive?
Self-promotion.
Yeah. That's too much. I always got to spell it. Is that what you said?
Jo, say your what you had. What, she typed something.
Okay, yeah, I typed something, but I feel like I gave up. Sometimes you sacrifice yourself for something at higher cause.
Yeah.
So I feel like I gave up. Or maybe it wasn't God's will, but I certainly made sacrifices. As a missionary, and so kind of gave up having children, really. Was too old for that. But that's a sacrifice. That was a hard one, but to make.
Gave up your own desire.
Yeah. Just trying for his will, really.
Mm.
But there we are.
Okay.
Thanks, Jo.
Yeah, thank you. So when we gave up these things, had you got in mind that we were giving them up for God? Or was it just God's Spirit speaking to us? So they're all things to ponder. So learning to let go of things, people even, It sets us free. I know I've given up things which have bound me, been a burden, because I've kept maybe hanging on to things that I thought I should cling on to because of control, I don't know. But then when I learned to say, all right, I'm not going to worry about that anymore and give up all the things that maybe I felt were hindering progress, it set me free. Amazing. So it enables God to come into our lives to transform us, renewing our mind. Now the next, lots of little bits and pieces here. This is Prue's style. Now, conform. I mean, I'm sure most of you know, you scholars will interpret things differently, I'm sure. But as I say, this is my thinking. And I've asked God to help me with this. And if things don't go right, then you can take it up with him later. Okay. Right. So conform, I looked it up in the dictionary and it said to comply with rules and general custom. So what do we think about how we conform to the pattern of this world and what we are told not to do? I think Julia said it was about sacrifice. I think that one where she said about giving up friendship, you know, when you're one of a crowd and you feel that they're maybe gossiping or being unkind about others. Is that what you meant, Julia?
Yeah, well, I love
my sorry. So anybody got ideas of what? Yeah, Julia, back to Julia.
Revenge, sorry. You know, a key thing in culture nowadays, you know, they did that to me. I want to see justice done, they say. What they mean is revenge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, as opposed to the Christian thing, is forgiveness. Doesn't mean they don't have to be punished, but it's not about revenge.
Similar to what, opposite to what Julia said earlier about friendship, where you perhaps sacrifice a friendship to stay away from the gossip, but it's very easy to get drawn into it and basically conform to the ways of the world. through gossip.
Yeah.
Rather than you think, I'll just listen, stop here and listen, before you know you get drawn into it. Yeah. Rather than walking away from it.
Tantalising, isn't it? Because we all like a bit of goss. And there's a line to be drawn when we shouldn't, indulge in it. So thank you for that, Chris and Julia. Anybody else?
Right, this is where my medical ethics is coming into play now.
Right.
There's a condition called saviour complex. Saviour complex, right. Where you think you can change someone or be like, I've helped them get on the right track. That becomes very much what people try and do nowadays, and it kind of almost falls into the relationship of the end times, where there's false prophets and false messiahs coming. And there was a church in Australia where the pastor was like, I saved my wife from pornography. And then his whole church starts saying, you are the messiah, come back. So yeah, that saviour complex. And ethically, it's just so intertwined and so messy, can cause lots of issues.
I probably mentioned this before, but when I was in estate management in Ipswich, the jobs were extremely stressful and the mornings could be really rough. But amongst the managers, there was a drinking culture. And every lunchtime, I don't think it happens now, but every lunchtime, they used to go to the social club and have two or three pints. And of course, they were constantly asking me to go with them. And I thought, I really can't, because once you start that, I don't think you can stop. But I will say they didn't treat me differently because of that. They would still invite me. And I would still decline. Yeah. But it was one of those things that I thought, if I start this, then
expectations.
You will start with half a pint, and then lunchtimes will be two pints. And then after work, after the other half of the day was extremely stressful, they would start again.
Wow. Thank you, Johnny.
Andrew. I think probably for all of us to commit yourself to be part of a church fellowship is committing yourself to accepting you're not going to get everything you want. I mean, that's the same in a marriage, isn't it, really? So you're accepting there's some things, you know, your little ideal church, you know, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get everything you want. You're not going to get all the songs you like. Do you see what I mean? It's not everything. There's going to be something that happens that wouldn't be your choice, I think, and that's any coming into any fellowship, you have to accept a bit of that. Yeah. You do, you know, I mean, because you often get, when what happens in when you get dust-ups in the church is that you get people who've got an idea and they've decided that their idea is God's idea, which is, we're all prone to that, and then you say you're giving up that your idea is necessarily God's idea.
Thank you, Andrew.
Similar to what your Joe was saying, isn't it? Giving up your desires. And I get worked up about politics, and it's like, again, it's letting it go. And lately God's been really talking to me about that actually your desires and what you've, it's similar to what you're saying about the church, that you feel is right, all right, you've got to give it to God. Because God can, you know, and it's letting you, any situations in life that cause you anxiety, giving it to God, like me and your Joe were talking about, we were talking about Joe, weren't we? Giving it to God and letting him deal with it. But anybody else? Yeah?
Short comment about politics. You see, I'm wearing a red tie. I've had this for 50 years, and I went to preach at a church, and they never invited me back, and I wondered why.
You went where, sorry?
I went to preach at a church.
Right.
Who invited to preach, where I've been many times, and I wore this tie. Yeah. And I wondered why I didn't get invited back, and somebody told me on the quiet, they think you're a member of the Labour Party.
Johnny, is that for
real? I love it.
Is that for real?
That's real.
Wow.
This is the time.
Oh, wow. That's the kind of church you don't want to go back to anyway, isn't it? Anybody else?
Okay. Right, now another, in the passage, it's about renewing. So renew, revive, regenerate, make new again by God's mercy. He shows and helps us to renew our minds. And then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Do we all believe that? Right, so why don't we do it? No, I said, then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing perfect will. And I said, do we believe that? And Johnny said that we believe it, but we don't do it. Yeah?
What he says implies a progression, that it's not like we all know God's perfect will, because we're not, our minds are not perfectly conformed. It's a gradual process. The more we conform, the better we get to understand God's will.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There isn't a sense of which he's expecting. We all suddenly know God's will perfectly. It's a gradual process.
Yeah, and listening to God. That's what I put. Conversion is a continuous and lifelong process. And it's only God that can change the way we think. And that is through his spirit. And it is a, you know, I feel a bit annoyed sometimes because I'm much more aware. They say older and wiser. But I wish I'd known a lot of what I'm experiencing now with God when I was a lot younger. I feel I missed out, maybe not. Yeah, and feeling closer to God. Like being married, farmer's wife, six children, ups and downs. You have your faith. I don't think I ever thanked God enough, but he knew my heart. He knew my heart. And he had a plan for me, as he has for all of you. And you young people, God has a plan for you. You are precious to him. He loves you more than you love each other. More than, like Joe was saying about loving her children, and she would do, there's nothing they could do that would stop her loving them. And that's the same with God. He loves us so much. And it's the more we pray and talk to God, the more it enables him and his spirit just to guide us each and every day. I'm going to read that passage again, but from the Message. I really liked the way that this was put. So this is from the Message, and this is, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize that he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I like that from the Message. But anyway, I hope you've got a little something from this morning. And I have too. It's all learning, isn't it? And just each day at a time with, as it said. So I'll shut up now. And thank you very much for listening. Hope you can take one little thing away today and let God bless it to you.
Joe, I think you're talking in answer to the renewal bit. So you've put, is it about taking thoughts captive and believing and choosing to believe what is true ongoing?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't punctuate it. Because I'm terrible at that.
Say that again, Julia, will you please?
Is it about taking thoughts captive, as in perhaps bad thoughts, is that?
Yeah.
And believing and choosing to believe what is true ongoing.
And I said it's on, what I meant was it's ongoing, it's an ongoing process.
Actually, I've got to say this actually, because it's quite poignant. We've got a pear tree in the garden, and one year all of them dropped. I mean, they were not very nice to eat, but it was all slushy, and I was raking them up. But there were all these lovely, shiny little seeds. And it just reminded me about our lives sometimes. They can be all messy, but then there's that little seed of hope. And what does that seed do? You look after it, you nurture it, and then it grows into the most beautiful person. Okay. I really will shut up now. Thank you.